we're live on our YouTube channel. We're talking about The Walking Dead. We're going to talk about the new Netflix show, Stranger Things.
Yep.
And then we're going to end our chats this evening
with iZombie.
Yep. And we would like to welcome our special guest, Wendy, from Madison, Wisconsin. Hi, Wendy.
Hi, Wendy.
Hello.
How are things in Madison?
Really warm.
Not as warm as in Kansas City.
Pretty hot here, too.
The humidity levels today were 97%, so it felt like a swamp.
Yeah, that's not okay.
I don't know. All right. It was pretty humid here. I don't know if it was that humid, though.
Right. You know where it would be perfect weather this time of year?
What's that?
San Diego.
That's right.
We were there this time last year.
I know.
And Wendy, you're going with us next year, right?
I would love to, if you'll take me.
Of course we will.
Yeah. Yeah, we were just talking earlier today about how we hope that since we skip a year, sometimes you get pushed back a little bit further in line when you're waiting online to get your tickets for the next Comic-Con. So hopefully we'll be able to still get up there a little bit higher than before we, because when we first started, you're kind of at the bottom.
Yeah, exactly.
It's sort of like a lottery.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. And so we're hoping we can go all four days next year. Mm-hmm. We only went two last year, so see.
And obviously there's always a lot of news that comes out of Comic-Con.
Yes.
I guess, you know, one of the big shows that people were waiting to see how they were going to handle Comic-Con this year was The Walking Dead, because of how they ended the finale for season 6.
Yeah.
There was a little bit of controversy
around it.
A little bit.
We were not very happy with it.
We were,
but Wendy, you were happy with the cliffhanger last year?
I wasn't unhappy with it, and I think I'm one of the very few people in the entire world that I understood why they did it, and it didn't bother me. I didn't feel that feeling of, I guess a lot of people said they felt kind of betrayed. A lot of people thought that it was a cop-out or it was lazy, especially because a lot of the episode was the RV driving back and forth, and they didn't follow through with who was on the other end of Negan's bat. But I didn't mind it. I think I'm one of the only people, but I also did not hate the finale of How I Met Your Mother. So maybe there's something wrong with me.
Maybe there is. Because we talked about it. I wasn't a fan of it. Now, I would say back a few years ago, a cliffhanger like that would work because of what we were talking about earlier, Wendy, with you didn't have to worry about the spoilers getting online, or the actor who's not going to be in this season.
Yep.
They've already got a new job, and you already know they got a new job before you see the premiere, which we're going to have to wait till October 23rd before we find out. And, I mean, there's already been sort of speculation out there about who maybe hasn't been seen anywhere near where they film in Georgia. So, I guess, I think there might be a way, there will probably be a way to figure it out. But I will say I was very impressed with how they did the trailer for season.
Yes. They didn't really give anything away so much about Lucille or anything, who actually died. But, you know, it gave us a little hint of some we'll get to see you next season. So.
Well, and that's just it. They got lucky. And I think they knew what they were. I mean, obviously, the show, they know what they're doing.
Yes.
Robert Kirkman, they know what they're doing. And they know that people obviously are very interested. They're trying to figure out who the victim was. But they also knew that going into season 7, they were going to, Carol and Morgan were going to be in a totally different area.
Exactly.
So you have a lot more material for these trailers. And you know we're going to have a couple more trailers leading up to season 7.
Oh, yeah.
And obviously the focus will probably be more on...
I bet the closer we get, the more focus it will be.
Well, and they might not be shying away from revealing who died. I mean, I don't think they're going to come right out and say it in the trailers, but I mean, I think part of the reason that they did the finale that they did, or at least this is what I'm hoping is the reason for, is that of all the deaths that we've seen on the show, I think that has to be the most violent for a character that we care about. And that was one of the reasons I didn't mind the finale, is because I don't think I could have handled seeing that. I mean, it was bad enough to see Herschel. It was bad enough to see Beth. It was bad enough to sort of be there with Lori. I think for this, that amount of violence of a bat, I couldn't handle. And so what I've read is that they're picking up season seven, a period of time after it happened. And so you see how the characters are grieving this loss, and we can jump in not having had to see that ourselves. And so I kind of feel like they don't even have to be quite so careful with the trailers in that way. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Well, we do know, because they did talk, there was a panel at Comic-Con, and they said, we are going to see the death. And it's going to be very, very gruesome.
Oh, so, I thought they were skipping past it. Oh, now I'm horrified. Now I don't know if I can jump in.
Monumental moment in the comics that you cannot not do it in the show, I think. Yeah. You know, and given the lead up to everything, Negan and Lucille, and like, you gotta show it. I'm sorry. I want to see it.
Yeah, they said it's going to be pretty awesome.
Everything that I said about that and being past the grieving process, I don't know. I guess, I don't know if I'm going to be able to handle that.
Right? I mean, and like you said, it's with a bat. And they're not, and Herschel's death was rough.
Exactly.
And this is, we're going to see one of our favorite characters get their head bashed in. Okay, Wendy, so let's go around. We're going to take Rick and Carl out of the equation. There's absolutely no way.
No.
So who are the top three other characters that you really care about on The Walking Dead who were lined up waiting to see?
You would be sad to see.
Yeah, who would be most upset? That's really easy. I think Glenn, number one, and I think we all are pretty worried about him. I think Maggie would be number two and Michonne would be number three. I think that's pretty easy. I mean, I definitely feel affection for the other characters, but
Daryl
been around. Oh, I think it just won't be. I think I'm just that confident that it wouldn't be him. But Glenn and Maggie, I think, would be emotionally the roughest. And then Michonne, I mean, I actually like squealed out loud when she hooked up with Rick. Like, I just thought that was so great, and I think that would be pretty.
I know. Yeah,
Daryl would be a close four. Daryl would be a close four.
Yeah, I mean, Maggie, Glenn, Michonne, Daryl. I think any of those would be really terrible. I mean, Abraham, Eugene, Sasha.
No.
You know, any of those guys.
I even forgot Aaron and Eugene were even in the lineup.
Yeah,
so I saw the trailer. I'm like, oh yeah, they were.
You know, I'd be bummed, I love Aaron's hair. But I don't think it would be as impactful as say Glenn or Maggie or anything else. So I think it's gonna be Maggie.
Me too. Well, there are a couple things.
A
couple things that it's the foreshadowing aspect that we talked about
especially
last season.
Especially in that trailer.
So, well, yeah, in the trailer, how the Polaroid picture that, you know, he's like, oh, you're not going to need that picture because I'm going to be with you forever. Okay.
Yeah.
And then she cut her hair. They had her cut her hair in the episode, not the finale.
I'm sorry. Doesn't she have shorter hair in the comic?
In the finale?
Yeah, in the comic.
In the comic? Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. But I think that was kind of a way to get around the, if she's on another project and she has to cut her
hair.
That's
true.
I don't know. I think because they did the cop-out with Glenn dying.
Yeah, exactly.
And I don't think it's going to be as impactful. I mean, it will be impactful.
It will be impactful if it is him, but I would almost be upset if it was him because we did this whole song and dance of is he dead or not under the dumpster. Yeah. And he was fine, and then just to kill him, you know, again, sort of say, I would not, honestly.
That was the theory a couple of weeks when we were sure he was alive, and they did that to raise the tension, knowing that the bat scene was going to be.
Right. I mean, that's a good point.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just hope they can keep it a secret. I'm really trying. I mean, I only get on Reddit for Game of Thrones and Star Wars. So I'm not getting on.
I'm not doing it for Walking Dead.
I'll let that be a surprise.
Yeah.
But Game of Thrones and Star Wars. I'm all about going down the Reddit rabbit hole. So
don't do it.
No. But no, I thought the trailer was great. I think they handled it.
Yeah, I think so too. You know, and we got to see a little bit of the kingdom, which was a big thing in the books with Ezekiel and his tiger, which I can't believe they're actually doing the tiger because when I heard about the tiger, I was like, It's a, I thought it was just a little too crazy for the show, but they're doing it. It's been interesting. So I'm excited to see that, that storyline with the kingdom. So, and see how it
goes. Is he in a sizzle? And then...
Uh-oh, did we lose her?
Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
I can hear you.
Okay, I see. Who is the tiger from? Is he from the zoo, or?
I don't know the backstory, really. I've just only heard of Ezekiel and his tiger and the kingdom he rules, so I don't really know the backstory, so it'll be interesting to see it, but it's kind of crazy.
And why isn't this tiger, why don't they let this tiger loose on Negan, right? I mean, wouldn't that just solve all the problems?
Yeah, you'd think so. Or to take down some walkers. I feel like a tiger could probably take down some walkers.
Yeah, but you don't want a walker tiger. I mean, right? Let's be honest.
That'd be pretty
terrifying. It would be.
Anyway, I think it'll be interesting to see how they help Rick's group kind of retaliate against Negan. She has time. There's going to be a big war. So.
Oh, yeah. And we know Negan is still around in the comic books. And, I mean, Jeffrey Dean Morgan,
he's... Oh, my God, I love him. I love him so much.
He's great.
He's great.
Kat, I know why you love him.
What? Oh, because he's...
Kat, I know why you love him, because he's Papa Winchester.
I should have known.
Yeah.
That stupid Supernatural was going to be brought into this podcast.
You can't bring up Jeffrey Dean Morgan and not mention Supernatural.
You can't. You can't.
Well, I guess he's not going to be back for season 32 of Supernatural.
So, well,
For now, they all come back. Wendy, I remember when Supernatural started. I watched it with you guys.
I know you did, and then you gave up, just like a lot of people, but Kat and I stuck in there.
I'll stick with it, no matter how bad it gets.
Who's the demon this season? That's really the question.
Well, this season.
Do you want to go down this conversation?
No.
We'd be happy to preview the next season with you.
Very complicated. They had the Supernatural panel today, by the way.
I know, I saw it, and I almost sent the
I
email.
Haven't read any of the stuff
that's been out of it. But. It's this last season. That's what it says.
No, it's not.
Yeah, I did.
I don't.
We'll go to season 40, I'm sure, or they'll hit the magical 50s.
Supernatural is now the longest running sci-fi television show in American history.
I didn't know that. That's impressive.
And they're designating September 13th is going to be Supernatural Day. I learned all this from live stream with Nishi Collins behind the scenes of their panel.
Don't you have this?
Down to Casey and celebrate with you.
Yes, please.
You guys could do your own Google Hangout that day. For 4 hours.
Okay, well, speaking of Supernatural things.
Yes.
How about Stranger Things?
Oh.
God.
I was wondering, what am I going to watch after Game of Thrones?
I know.
We were like, what is there to watch? And then all of a sudden, Stranger Things appears.
You know, and I remember reading about the show in development and whatnot, but I really had no idea. I had no idea when it was coming to Netflix. Like, I really had lost touch of it, and then it suddenly just dropped, and it's this magnificent television show.
And only 8 episodes.
Exactly. It just pretty much came out of nowhere, you know?
Perfect for the summer, too.
Oh, absolutely.
Perfect.
I mean, all of it is just so good, and, like, everyone I know has watched it and is now obsessed with it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and I think what they've kind of done is they've kind of channeled like Steven Spielberg and all
John
of these
Carpenter, like all these really it's just such a mashup of every great 80s movie.
And done well.
Done well, exactly.
Not just like
you watch it and you see these like themes or these certain shots that remind you of certain movies, and it's so good. I just can't get over how good.
Wendy, were you hooked from episode 1?
Yes, absolutely. And Kat, kind of like you were saying, I remember reading about it and then I forgot when it was going to debut until I saw so many people on Facebook say, who's watching this? I just binged the entire thing this weekend, etc. And it just, I mean, I think from the title card, in, which was some sort of crazy mix of like DC Andrews font.
Yes.
Or, like, drawn. It was just, and the music, I think the music had so much to do with it. I was absolutely hooked. And it did remind me of all of my favorite things about the 80s in pop culture.
Yeah, me too. You know, it was so good.
Yeah. And Wendy, you're a huge Goonies fan.
Yes, that was a lot of it. Like riding the bikes around, that reminded me of the Goonies, that reminded me of E.T. I think I said to you guys, episode 2 and 3, when Elle was kind of wandering through the Wheeler's house and she was learning about TV. And even when he was showing her his toys, I was like, that is Elliot showing E.T. his Pez and his Greedo and his fish. And it was just like the Goonies. I kept thinking that like the Nancy, Steve, Jonathan love triangle was just like Andy and Brant and stupid Troy Perkins. And I mean, I was expecting them to go to an old restaurant. I mean, it was, and Stand By Me. It was,
yes.
It was another one of my absolute all time favorites. There just were so many elements of that, but never copying it. I mean, it was absolutely still original in its own. It just made me feel those same kind of feelings. So I thought they did such a wonderful job with that throwback without being weird.
There's like, there's aliens or some of that in there. And mm-hmm. guys too, which they mentioned in the show too. And it's like, so, and Close Encounters of the Third Kind, you kind of remember that,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
How much of it? It's so good. I can't believe it.
The one thing I was happy they didn't do is on the bike escape when Eleven is on the back and, you know, they get trapped. And I was like, this is an ET moment. Just please don't fly. Don't fly. Don't fly. And she flipped the car over.
Yeah.
Like, yes.
Yes.
Thank
I
you.
I totally love those people.
Yeah. Yeah, there's so many moments where it's like, I love the nostalgia factor.
Yes.
But I don't want it to be exactly like,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And Winona Ryder's back. Where the hell
is
she?
Where's
she
been? And God, I love Winona Ryder. I mean,
she was so good. I mean, I think the acting from everybody, especially the younger actors, was really amazing. But Winona Ryder was just on a whole nother level. And I love her so much.
I know. And like a lot of my favorite films growing up, she was in them. Scissorhands,
Beetlejuice.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Like all of these movies I watched, and I'm like, I forget how much I love Winona Ryder. And it's just, you know, it's so good to see her again. And the guy who played Hopper, the chief,
yeah.
Fantastic. You know, they were all good. And those kids were so good.
Yeah. Plays 11. I think every single episode she blew me away more than the last. Millie Bobby Brown was her name. I think she was so good at that, and it would have been so easy to turn that into that really awkward, cheesy sort of, you know, special kid alien type thing, and she didn't. She kept it very real. Just, you know, she was an abused child. She was a sheltered child, and I just thought she was amazing.
Well, and the thing is, with that character, there's not a lot of dialogue. So all about facial expression and emotion,
exactly.
And he nailed it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I know. It's just so good. And so
that had to be one of the hardest parts of the cast too.
So you've watched the whole series, right, Wendy?
I have, yeah. They did leave us some cliffhangers. I'm interested to see what's going to happen in season 2 because I feel like it was pretty nicely wrapped up if they were to take it in a completely different direction. If it were to be more like the American Horror Story type anthologies. But I can also see how they left the door open if they stay with Hagen.
Yeah, true. And I really hope they do because I really grew to love those characters, so I hope they don't.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, an anthology series would be cool, but also I like this character so much that I want to see them again. So,
don't just do it just because it's pop. You know, like
mm-hmm.
Give the creators time again to really flesh out the story. Make sure mm-hmm. that it's going to be a solid, hopefully, just 8-episode season 2. Instead of just pushing something through just because, oh my gosh, it's so popular now.
True.
Let's try and get something
something
out there as soon as possible.
True. So the ending, I'll say spoiler alert. If you haven't watched it, we're going to talk about some of the things that happened. So spoiler alert, I'll give you all some time to turn away or turn us off. Okay, that's enough time. So what do you think of Hopper leaving the Eggos in the little box. What do you think was up with Aladdin?
I don't know. I mean, he got into the back seat with the bad men.
Exactly.
So maybe they told him where Al is. Maybe they know, or maybe he doesn't know anything and he's just hoping.
Yeah, I wonder if she, my sister and I were talking about this, and my sister thinks that she's in some sort of different parallel universe, not necessarily the upside down, but she's in a different plane, maybe, like, maybe where, you know, where she went to connect with everybody in her mind or whatever, maybe that's where she is. You know, I definitely think she's still alive somewhere.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Speaking of that real quick, where she went in her mind was one of the things that I think really struck me about the cinematography and the shooting of this, because the way that they showed that was just complete blank darkness with a little bit of water on the ground. I thought that was a really cool way to show that we were in her mind. And the upside down world looked really cool too. And so the thought that there might even be a third other alternate world or more, I would love to see what that would look like and what they would do with that.
Absolutely. I agree. So, she definitely has a lot. And then with Will coughing up some and then briefly going to the upside down, I read something thinking people think that, you know, maybe he's connected to the upside down now. Like he'll be able to
just go back
and forth, not necessarily leave the world.
Yeah, he was already there.
Yeah. Which would be interesting.
I wish they hadn't gotten rid of Barbara.
No.
I really like the character.
Poor Barb.
Poor Barb.
And that was her first TV series.
Mm-hmm.
She did a great job.
She did. Shannon Purser is her name. But yeah, I really thought that was she was going to be a character that was going to continue to.
And I'm a little unhappy that Nancy decided to stay with what's his face.
Yeah, I think there's something else there.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
With Steve. Actually, yeah. But here's another thing. Steve didn't end up being that typical.
Yeah, exactly. He did redeem himself, which which is nice. But I think Nancy and John.
And maybe they will if there is a second season. I read that they wanted Steve to be just this absolute douche that you could not possibly like. But then when they cast the actor in that role, he was actually more likable than they wanted him to be. And so that kind of is what precipitated that turnaround and where he jumped in and helped them and he apologized and like you end up liking him. That wasn't really supposed to happen, but he just was such a likable actor that you couldn't help it.
And I like the guy. Yeah.
Huh. Well, that worries me just a little bit because I thought that would have been planned because again, they kind of turned the formula a little bit on its side. And that's one thing that I was expecting not to be surprised by. Oh, this is just that one, you know, one-dimension character. But then you kind of see there's so much personal growth with Steve's character.
Exactly.
That it makes me like him even more because he's learning from his experience and how he handled the experience.
Exactly.
So.
Did anyone have a favorite moment or a favorite episode?
I really liked when he kissed Eleven. That was really cute.
Oh.
Yeah, it was really cute. You know, when they dressed her up too. She's like,
okay. Oh, yeah.
Cute.
Oh, yeah. She had like her blonde.
Yeah, you know. There were just so many good moments. I mean, the whole scene with Winona Ryder when she was talking to Will through the lights too was really good.
That's absolutely, I think, my favorite scene because, and I think that's where I went from. Okay, this is an interesting show. I think I like it. And that was the end of episode 3. And that's when I freaked out and started stalking everyone on Facebook who had posted about this and said, oh my God, have you gotten there yet? Have you seen episode 3? He spelled out run. And I think that was absolutely, I don't want to say a turning point because I liked it up until then, but that is the moment where I was like, you've got me.
Yep. It reminded me a lot of Poltergeist in that moment too.
But I also like the moment when the kids are trying. Oh, the cliff scene.
Oh, yeah, that was great.
That was really great. Good.
Yeah, whenever Elle pulled out her powers, it was pretty awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And lot of times when those kids were just together, like, bantering.
Yeah.
Really good.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, all the kids are, especially, I mean, that would have to be so tricky. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just casting kids.
I know.
But, and most of these kids, it's, I mean, one of their first big things.
Yeah, I mean, it's just so good.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to more.
Me too. There's just not, and there's not like one thing I didn't like about it. Not one thing, so.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's going to be one we're going to talk today. Like, I think I'm going to go back and rewatch it.
Yeah.
Because I know there are going to be things that I missed from the first time. And it's just enjoyable. I mean, it's funny. It's thrilling. There's mystery around it.
Yeah.
And, you know, the one thing with the monster, like,
yeah,
it was unique and different. And I love the fact that they left us with so many questions.
Exactly.
Like, they didn't have to wrap everything up.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, obviously they want to do another season, but it's like, I am okay with not knowing, you know, certain answers to these questions.
Yes.
That we're wondering about. Where did this come from? Or
yeah.
Why did that happen? Or
yeah.
What
yeah.
started all this?
I'll be honest, I've obviously heard of Dungeons & Dragons, but have not had the pleasure of playing it. And so I feel like I learned a little bit about how that works from watching the boys playing that in the basement.
I've never played myself, but I have seen people play. I've watched people play. It is something. It is. You have to be real creative and committed, because I don't think I can do it.
I will say, from the first episode we were watching, I'm like, I really missed out as a kid playing Dungeons & Dragons. Like, I think I would be cool with it. But then by episode 3 or 4, I'm like, okay, no,
yeah.
There's too much. No, never mind. I didn't miss out. I'm glad I understand it a little bit more now. But I understand why. I had friends who would play it for hours
yeah.
and hours and hours.
Yeah.
Like, no.
And like, you're coming up with characters and what happened to them, and you
right.
voices and all that. It's crazy.
I basically did that sort of thing with my Barbie dolls, but created worlds and narratives and characters, and they had backstories.
Yeah, I guess we all did. I mean, I played my Star Wars.
Yeah, I played
my
Star Wars, too. So, anyway, for those of you who have not watched Stranger Things on Netflix, you really need to.
Yeah.
You won't regret it. Especially if you grew up in the 80s or early 90s too.
But I think even if they didn't,
no, I think yeah,
appreciate
even if,
it.
Yeah, I
it's
mean,
just
even
fun.
If you have seen movies from the 80s, no matter how old you are, I think you're still gonna love it. It's a great show. So.
All right. Cool. Well, let's move on to iZombie,
which
I am not all caught up
on,
but that's okay. I'm all right. I know that I'm going to go back and watch it. Actually, maybe now is a good time
you
to
really
go back.
You really should. So, what I read some stuff from the panel. Nothing was really earth-shattering, but other than season 2 is going to be mid-season on CW, which disappoints me so much.
Oh.
Why does season 3 have to be a mid-season? Why?
Right.
I don't know. I get that they
well,
have,
now they have Supergirl, though. So
yeah,
I think
exactly.
that could also be another reason
they have
why it's
a
pushing
lot of,
things
they
back.
They have some new shows. I know that.
The 100.
And, yeah, the 100. They have a lot of different shows. But iZombie is one of their most popular shows right now. So yeah, we have to wait mid-season, which I'm not happy with. The show itself is fantastic. And Winnie and I were talking about the finale before this. And it was so good. I mean, you have to watch it. So many things happen, and it was just funny, and there's so much Rob Thomas, you know,
yeah.
which is great. I mean, it's like Veronica Mars with a zombie, yeah.
Has there been talk about getting Kristen Bell on iZombie?
She did sort of a cameo as a voice of an audiobook.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Like, there was a case where this woman had written a book, and Kristen Bell was like the audiobook voice of it. That was really it.
Wendy?
Sorry, I froze again.
We were wondering.
You see me talking? I'm back. No, I mean, I just think it's such a fantastic show, and being such a huge fan of Veronica Mars and Rob Thomas, I think it hits those same tones, but is very much its own show. I know, like, that's something I think you could always worry about a little bit, but I mean, it really is. And I think it's a nice, for me, it's kind of a nice breather from something like The Walking Dead, because I love zombie movies. Like, I dig it, and it's got a, you know, every world has its own rules. So it's always interesting to see that, but this always has those great moments of humor and levity and a little bit of romance. And so even though I am watching, you know, all the death and the brains, and it's not kind of a nice balance to something like The Walking Dead. So I look forward to it.
Nice to see a fun spin on the zombie genre,
I like the mystery of the week. Sometimes mystery of the week can kind of bog down a show.
Yeah.
But I like that because Rose McIver is so great. Like, she's just so phenomenal with all of the different characters she inhabits that, I don't know, I just think it's really fun. And I like when they do the mystery of the week.
Yes,
me too. It kind of reminds me, I don't know if you watch Orphan Black, Wendy, but Tatiana Maslany.
Oh, yeah.
It's the same thing. Like,
I know.
Love it.
She's,
I mean,
so good.
Just to be able to be an actor and be able to switch like that, that's incredible.
Yeah.
And create these memorable characters.
Memorable and completely different characters.
Well, and I think with Rose, what is also impressive is with Tatiana, she's creating her own characters.
Mm-hmm.
But Rose has to play off the fact that these are actors that are on the show, and she has to figure out their mannerisms and work with them on their characters,
mm-hmm.
not just create this own character on her own, but she's got to mimic another actor playing another character,
mm-hmm.
and take it throughout the episode.
Yeah.
She's
great. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they have such a great supporting cast too. I think that's something else that really stands out for me and also reminds me of Veronica Mars. I think any one of those characters, I would be happy to watch a full hour just of them too. I think Robbie is amazing. I think Major is amazing. I am blanking on the name of her best friend. She's great too. I just think they're all so great. And so I think it's really nice to have that supporting cast with her because they aren't just, you know, they aren't just one-dimensional secondary people. I mean, they're all very much their own people, and they're all so funny.
Yeah. And even Blaine.
Blaine! Yes, and Blaine too. He could be his own show.
And he is so good as the villain. Like, he is so good.
He reminds me of, what's his name from Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
Spike.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah. But, I mean, he has quite the charisma.
Yes.
The guy on
iZombie.
Yeah. But just kind of like that, I don't know. It's just.
He's an ultra smart ass.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and like, you like him, even though he does terrible things, you like him, so.
Really, really terrible things, and you still almost want to root for him.
Exactly, I know, so. Anyway, yeah, it's good. So, and the finale's good.
All right.
I'm excited to see what season 3 is going to bring.
Glad it's getting a season 3.
Me too.
But CW is doing really well with their shows.
Yeah, exactly.
Giving them time to breathe and develop.
Yeah, they know how to do programming really well.
I'm still trying to get into Crazy Ex-Girlfriend.
I haven't watched it yet. I know.
Too long. It shouldn't be an hour long. It should be a 30-minute show. These comedies should not be an hour long.
No.
Do you watch it, Wendy?
No.
No.
It's been recommended to me, and I have so much on my to-do list, including Orphan Black, that I think it's going to be a long time before I finally get around to it.
Yep.
Same here.
What is on your list? So Orphan Black, what are some others?
So many things. I still need to finish the season of Orange is the New Black. I would really like to catch Veep. I have not watched that yet, and I think I need some more comedies in my life. Now that Gilmore Girls is coming out on Netflix, that's one of the few early CW/WB shows that I didn't watch. I actually kind of want to go watch all of Gilmore Girls.
That's last summer. That's what I did. I binged the entire series because I didn't really watch it either. And so I binged it and now I love it. So, yeah.
Maybe you guys can weigh in on this for me. I haven't watched Game of Thrones, but I feel like I know too much about it now to jump in because I already know what's going to happen. True or false?
Oh, no, I don't think so. Wendy, have I not told you about when I started watching season one, I got so mad when they killed one of the biggest characters that, and seriously, it was after that episode, before I went to bed that night, I got on Wikipedia and I read everything. I was so mad because I'm like, this damn show is not surprising me again. Well, and it was after they killed a horse too, but, and a dinosaur. But I'm like, no, I don't care about spoilers anymore. I do not care. I want to know what's supposed to happen. And obviously they changed a lot from the, they changed some things from the books. I highly recommend Game of Thrones.
Do
and
it.
Also, it's only 10 episodes
yeah.
A season, and they go by pretty quickly. I know you would like it.
So you think even though I know a lot of the characters that died and that sort of thing, that I would still like it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. And because you get to know the characters and see
the,
happen, it's still going to hit you. Like, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it'll still get you. Because I mean, there's some great characters on it, and, you know, I think it's definitely worth it, your time.
Yeah.
So.
And it's so big in pop culture, I think that would be, you know.
Yeah.
Just from a water cooler conversation standpoint.
Yeah.
Left out. I like to say, no, I haven't seen that quite yet, but it's on my to-do list. I literally have a Google Doc that I mean to watch. There's a lot of serious ones on here, like Sherlock Holmes and Young Doctor's Notebook and The Nick and American Horror Story. I've only seen Hotel because I love Lady Gaga. You know that. But I've also, I have not seen The Mindy Project. I have not seen Portlandia.
Did I see Friday Night Lights on your list?
Yes.
Oh my God.
That's it. We're done. You're done. You're done. Goodbye.
But now that I'm self-employed, I may have a little bit more time to check things off my Netflix list. So you can check in with me in 6 months and see how I'm doing.
Please, that's one you need to watch with your hubby, Wendy.
Yeah, definitely.
But here's the great thing, Wendy. You're tricking him because he thinks he's going to watch a show about football. So here's.
No, but it's not
it's
all about
not. It's not. I mean, football's every week.
Yeah.
It's not about football. Yeah. So it's a great combination. Like, Sean, I really want to watch a show with you, and I am going to let you watch a show about football, and I'm just, maybe I'll enjoy it. I don't know, but I'm really trying to help you, you know, time for us to spend watching TV together. It's all about football. So you're tricking him. You're tricking him.
I would watch that just for Connie Britton. I mean, I adore her so much. And I'm so happy CMT picked up Nashville for one more season.
I just hope they fix it. Make it better.
Oh my God.
I'm getting rid of one person that was probably not my favorite character, so.
Which one?
Layla. Layla's not coming back.
Yeah, you know, Layla's
disturbed.
Not.
She's done. She's out. Will, I love him as an actor, but God, did they do a disservice to him because he had one storyline for 5 seasons. I had enough. I had enough of him.
Once Raina was no longer marrying him,
yeah,
it was done.
I couldn't believe he was still on the show.
I know.
I'm like, why is Luke Wheeler still around? And those damn kids.
Oh, my God, the kids.
Why
do
we have to focus on those stupid kids?
I know.
Yeah, the old one is being such a B this season. I kind of was over that. But if it's just Raina and Deacon on tour, no, I take that back. Raina and Deacon on tour plus Hayden Panettiere, like, that's all I need. I need all Juliet, just all the time. I love her.
They really, I mean, they started off the show really strong with building a relationship with Raina and Juliet.
And
it's like, oh, we're going to change it. Her mom's going to die and Raina's going to become a mother figure or whatever. And they started to go that way and then they turned back. And then it's like, nope, these are two separate characters.
Exactly.
And we only bring them together in certain times when we need them.
Exactly, which bums me out so much because they were so good together.
They are.
You know, it's just, you have these two strong female characters. Why don't you utilize them more? And making Raina be with her damn bratty children.
Yeah.
Ugh.
See, now I'm getting pissed off about the show, and now I'm thinking I don't actually want it to come back because I did hate so many things about it, but I loved it at the same time. It was like desperate times.
Like, I keep watching this, but I'm so mad about it.
That's garbage. I will DVR it every week.
Exactly.
And I wasn't even listening for this. I wasn't even watching for the songs. You know, like, it was, they were fine. But you know who I want them to get rid of? Scarlett.
Yeah, I'm kind of over Scarlett.
I don't know. I would
rather get rid of Scarlett and keep Maddie around.
I thought you didn't like the kids.
I know, but I do not like Scarlett. She turned into such a whiner.
I think I would rather have Scarlett than Maddie. Yeah. Maddie drives me insane. I like the actress. I just hate her character and the whole storyline with her.
I think I actually hated Daphne more. Because she was like, I'm only 11, but treat me like I'm an adult. And it's like, just be quiet and go be a kid and just stop. Yeah. But they're really cute kids. I feel bad.
Yeah.
If they're listening to this right now, which I know that they're not.
Yeah, and they're actually
kids. I just, the characters need work.
They definitely, definitely need work.
I'm so glad, though, they got rid of Teddy. Thank God.
He was the best. His prostitute storyline?
Exactly.
I really liked her, though.
I like the costume. Yeah, she was fine.
Like, yeah.
But, like, yeah, like, Will, I like Will, Avery, and Gunner together.
Yes. Yes.
Still a baby. Let's just do a spinoff.
Exactly.
A baby in Nashville.
He's so good, you know. But
I want to propose a podcast topic for you, which is shows that have really gone down the garbage, and you had to finally just stop watching them, even though they were still on, like this.
Like this, yeah.
Yeah.
Sleepy Hollow.
You're still watching that?
Well, I watched up until last season, or until the end of the season, but now I don't know if I'll watch it anymore. It got picked up again. Shockingly, it got picked up again. I don't know how, but
Bones is kind of the same way.
Bones is done, though. Bones is next.
Oh, is it?
Next season is their last, I think.
Well, New Girl's also on that list.
New Girl, right? Exactly.
I stopped watching New Girl, too.
You're right. I did. And I love New Girl. I know.
And I will say, and I told you this, Megan Fox episodes weren't that bad.
I didn't watch any of them. I watched the first episode and then I was done with it. I just lost interest.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, this new latest season.
Yeah. This is, yeah. So.
I think Wendy froze up.
Did you freeze it? Yeah.
No, I'm just listening. I haven't watched New Girl, so I couldn't join in.
Yeah, that's a good podcast.
That's a good podcast.
Yeah, we should do that.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Now that you're going to have time on your hands, and we're going to be able to podcast more because of Google Hangout Live or whatever. On air.
Pause for Google.
Damn it.
Product endorsement.
Right.
Hey, if they're going to, if they'll sponsor
really,
a podcast.
Really, they want to sponsor a podcast. Google.
Yeah.
We love you.
All right. Well, I think we're good.
I think we are. I think we're all wrapped up. Is there anything you want to talk about?
No, I think you covered pretty much everything I'm obsessed with at this exact moment in time. So thanks for letting me talk about it.
Yeah. Thanks for talking to us. It was fun. Let's do this more often.
Yeah, definitely. And we will do that podcast. I think that's a cool idea.
Yeah, it's a great
Let's
idea.
Let's do one podcast just on that. I'm sure we can talk for 2 hours.
Oh, yeah, there's plenty of TV shows.
Cool. Well, guys, you can always follow us on Twitter at A Gal and a Gay.
We're also on Facebook at A Gal and a Gay. You can find us or email us at agalandagay@gmail.com. You can find us on YouTube.
Yeah, YouTube now.
If you're watching us right now, you already found it, but if you haven't, it's Kitty Nick. Just for Kitty.
Yep. For YouTube, so. And also, we're on iTunes, Stitcher, Podbean.
Podbean
is the service that hosts our podcast.
Mm-hmm. So you can find us all over the place. Just Google us. So find us. Google.
Cool. Thanks for listening and watching, guys.
Okay, thanks. Thank you, Wendy, for being
here. Yeah, thanks, Wendy.
For having me.
Okay. All right. Well, until next time.